950 The Buzz. Good morning again, everybody. You are tuned to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, star 50 on your Bell cell phone, Bell DCS phone, pound at 50 on your Alltel cell phone, free calls. And I'm on your host for the next hour now, along with Larry Dow.
Good morning.
Good morning. Our producer, Jennifer. And with us in the studio, Senator Eric Reeves of Wake County, chair of the North Carolina Senate Technology and Communication Committee. And Computers 2000, brought to you this morning by the Computer Exchange. They sell, buy, and trade new and pre-owned computer equipment. They're located in Raleigh on Six Forks Road across from North Hills Mall and in Cary in the Crossroads Shopping Center. Computer Exchange. Also brought to you by Bell South Mobility, DCS. Call them at 1-888-327-2001 to get wireless for as low as $10. We're also brought to you by Mindspring. And you can call Mindspring at 1-888-MSPRING or on the World Wide Web at www.mindspring.com. Computers 2000, today brought to you also by Warp Computers, the place for all your computer needs. Specializing in parts, networks, and total systems. They're at 2822 Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh, and you can call them at 872-1156. So we're talking about Internet, and we're talking about getting to the front of all the states who are racing to be somebody in this industry. And we decided we have the means here. We have good reasons to. We have tools to do it, but we're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You're convinced that we can.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you look at the growth in the RTP and the types of jobs, you know, if you look out there 10 years ago as opposed to what we're doing now, I mean, it's completely different.
Uh-huh.
But it's still an economic engine. There's a group of economists up in Washington that are looking at ways to how do you define the new economic order and what is a healthy economy. One of them is a very interesting concept called job churn. People in my generation, you can't see me on the radio, but I'm a little bit younger. People in my generation are going to have, you know, instead of one job for their entire lifetime, they're going to have, you know, 5, 15, you know, jobs. And is that the mark of these high income, high job growth areas across the country are known for what they refer to as job churn.
Uh-huh.
And that's seen as a good thing. So, you know, but if you, you know, 10 years ago, you would not have thought, you know, that having, you know, jobs in, jobs again as a healthy thing.
Wow.
So it's just a way of, you got to look at this from a completely different perspective.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and a lot of this is indifferent to geography. That's what, you get into this tax debate and you get into, you know, Clicker, where the business is, all this kind of stuff. What you're doing is you're applying, you know, sort of the old way of regulating and taxing to this new medium, and it just works some wacky results that are not, you know, beneficial. Texas, you know, home of Dell Computer, a couple of years ago said, you know, look, Dell, you're not paying enough taxes. We want you to pay more taxes. Well, Dell said, fine. I'll go to Tennessee and put my big plant there, which he did. You take internet gambling. I'm not a gambling person, but it's an interesting example of what happens. Congress decided gambling's bad, and we don't want any gambling in this country at all, especially on the internet. So all these internet companies that had started up in Atlanta and, you know, wherever,
are sunnying it out.
Well, no, they started looking for, you know, where are we going to go?
Yep.
So Australia came up with Australia saw it and said, well, we don't mind gambling. And matter of fact, we'll do a seal of approval that says that you meet certain, you know, mm-hmm. if you have the Australian gambling casino, internet gambling casino, you know, seal, you're good. And now all these businesses are over in Australia making money hands over fist. From
in Australia is making money hands over
fist. Well, right, but most of them are American, are American-owned businesses located in. So what I'm trying to say is that place of business is becoming increasingly hard to define.
It's impossible.
In this new way of doing things. And, you know, that's the reason why you have all this angst. And then the municipalities and the counties in North Carolina receive a lot of their revenue from property tax and from sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what they're seeing is their sales tax figures are sort of flat, are going down. And that's the reason why there's a lot of alarmist language out there. And part of the reason why this has really come up.
So that's why property taxes are going up to meet the decline in sales tax.
It hasn't. That's not been demonstrated yet, but I would suspect that over time that you'll see that. I mean, in Wake County, as an example, Wake County has got a problem in that we have, over this last decade, we led the state and probably the southeast for net population increase, 34%, which is just staggering. Meanwhile, our county expenditures on education and most of the county's expenditures are basically brick and mortar. Your buildings, mm-hmm. It stayed flat. You know, so you wonder why the school, you know, board is having problems placing kids. It's because there aren't enough classrooms to go around.
Right.
And that's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, in addition to that, you know, there's the whole issue about the basic brick and mortar infrastructure. And one of the things that I know as someone who worked in the park all the time, and who doesn't work in the park anymore because of the commute. The roads are not, there's not enough roads to get people back and forth out there. So the money to, there's a lot that goes into this high tech. It's a real chokehold on economic development.
Well, that's an interesting, I learned something the other day. I was at the Research Triangle Institute, which is advocacy group for the RTP areas. And when the RTP was created, in the late 50s, early 60s, it was a non-tax zone base area. It's sort of a municipality without homes, if you will, and there's no property taxes and all this kind of stuff. Well, we set it up as a special area, but they don't receive secondary road monies from the highway fund. Wake County does, Durham County does, Orange County does. So you have monies available for your secondary roads. This is not your highway, but your secondary roads, which, you know, is your backbone to getting up to the highway. And none of those monies go toward the park. Now, does that make sense?
Now I understand.
Don't make a lot of sense to me. You know, I looked at it and I said, well, I know one of the bills I'm going to file this coming, you know, well, this coming a little bit, but that will be a fight because then your counties in the area will fight that because it may drain off monies to benefit the park.
Let's give somebody here a chance to say something about computers, I guess. Jay?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My wife and I are entering the computer age. We are buying our first computer.
Mm-hmm.
And we had read a lot in all the advertising about, you know, $3.99 or rebates down to zero and $7.99 special, blah, blah, blah. So we go in to one of the stores and we look at that and that seems fine to us. And the first thing I hear from the salesperson is, well, this is a 433 megahertz, you know, system and all the technology is going to be outdated by next year. And so what you really need is a 650 megahertz system and it's $2,000.
No,
I don't mind investing the $2,000 if that's really the case.
Well,
we're not going to do. We're going to use it as an educational tool for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a little, you know, banking, bookkeeping, house accounting type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll use the internet and we'll use email.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, we don't have any specific applications other than those in mind.
Jay.
Yes.
I run an internet service provider and a computer business.
Right.
The machine that I use for myself is 166 megahertz.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's about, what, 4 years? 4 years old.
Yeah.
It still serves me perfectly.
For those types of applications.
Yeah,
exactly.
If the kids want to play flight simulators,
right,
then you need to get them the fastest processor and a bunch of memory.
Right.
And better have a big pipeline.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to use it for them to do papers and to get on the internet and do research.
They're 5 and 6.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, they do need some. So you're talking about education as far as programs that you are loading on the computers to teach them.
Yes.
The 433 is fine.
The 433 is more than fine.
Big machine. Yeah.
You have to get one thing through. It's hard to understand. Whatever you buy today, I don't care how new it is, it's going to be obsolete tomorrow.
Right.
Even the 800.
It was obsolete yesterday.
Yeah. I don't care how fast. But since you already asked the question, let me tell you this. First of all, any of those things with rebates and all that, there's a lot of gotchas there.
Right.
And you need to be aware of them and be careful about them. When you buy those kind of machines like Compaq or Dell or whatever, you're buying something proprietary.
Right.
You are not going to be able to upgrade it later on. If you need to have it repaired, you need to take it, in many cases, mail it in, and this kind of problems.
Right.
There are enough people in our area, like me, I'm not saying me, people that do stuff like I do, that build computers locally.
Yeah.
When something goes wrong, you can go down and talk to the person who built your computer.
Right.
They are more aware and more sensitive to problems that arise, because Dell doesn't care if you go and say, oh, I bought that Dell and forget about it, it's worthless, because they will keep on selling.
Right.
With the local people, you can get help locally, you know who you work with, and the main thing and why I'm saying all this is you keep the money locally.
Right.
You support your local business.
Yeah, which I'm interested in.
So, are you in Raleigh?
Yes, Ontario.
You have enough businesses in our area that do this kind of stuff. Just open the Yellow Pages and take a look and read. But, of course, once you find out about them, you have to do homework and ask people, because what will happen is you may reach people that are not very honest. And there are quite a few of those, too. So it is a problem, yeah. Of course, the advertisers here that advertise on the show, you can listen. Go ahead and pay them a visit, like Warp Computers.
Mm-hmm.
I can highly recommend them.
Okay.
Go and talk to Frank and see what he can do for you. And in many cases, you're going to find out that you got something better even.
Terrific. I appreciate your help.
Sure.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. All right, and your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz.
Do you get frustrated when you can't connect to the Internet at work, or when products and services aren't offered through the Internet because the company you're using doesn't respond to your needs? It's so frustrating, it makes you want to scream! Eliminate the stress and boost your Internet efficiency with DeltaForce. If you sign up now with DeltaForce, you will never have to worry about connectivity. DeltaForce is also an excellent website developer. Business sites have never looked so professional and impressive. Call DeltaForce now at 852-2121. The fact is, DeltaForce helps make your Internet business more effective. DeltaForce has e-commerce, networking, database work, and even hardware. You may not know it, but chances are the PC on your desk was made by DeltaForce. And to make things even better, DeltaForce is a local company that has been around since 1981. DeltaForce, they are your solution for smoother, more reliable Internet solutions. Call them today, 852-2121. That's 852-2121. Call DeltaForce or visit their website at www.deltaforce.net.
Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone, and these calls are free. Going to take a little break away from this and go to the phone and talk with Judy in Chapel Hill. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. Judy is the chair. Judy, introduce yourself.
I'm executive director of an organization called RGPNet.
Right.
And we're having a conference coming up next Saturday, April 15th, all day at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill. And, you know, you've been talking a little bit about the job opportunities in the Triangle that the computer business is bringing in, the Internet in particular. And there are a lot of people who are not able to take advantage of that for one reason or another. So the purpose of this conference is to talk about and plan how people who are interested in bridging the digital divide can work together and support each other.
And where do they call if they want to?
Sending email is better. Send email to info@rtpnet.org. And we have a web page for the conference. It's www.rtpnet.org/rtpconf.
RTPconf. Okay. All right. And is there anything else that we need to let the listener know about this?
Well, there is a small charge for the conference, just to cover costs.
$1,200.
$35.
Okay.
And that includes lunch and materials and so on.
Wow.
And we're really anxious to find the people who are interested in trying to help people use computers. There are a lot of people coming to the conference who are individuals who are just concerned about these issues. We'd also like to have more participation from local governments and corporations.
Okay. All right. That's good. Tell us a little bit about RTPNet.
We're what's called a community network. We make our little bit of what little money we make, we get from nonprofit organizations that have web space on our site. And we also provide email lists and basic services, $50 a year. We're all volunteers. What else? We have no major source of income other than the memberships. But we are using that money to promote public access facilities and public training.
For low-income?
Well, not entirely, just for people who want to learn. We're finding there are a lot of retired people who are interested in learning about computers.
Right.
And the classes, although the classes are often taught in low-income areas, they're drawing together people from across the community. So we get different ages and different interests, and it's really kind of fun.
Oh, I know. I know. All right. Okay, Judy.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
So that's www.rtpnet.org/rtpconf. And if you want to find more information about it. Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, I was just trying to figure out what they do.
Yeah, and
because I'll write this down, and we'll go take a look at it on the web, and we'll get it on our site.
You need to ask the president of the group.
Okay.
Well, that's a great.
Look, this is not a visual medium, and the host is standing on his head over here. Now go ahead. I mean, it sounded to fit right into what we were talking about.
That's a great. That's the kind of efforts that you're going to start to see all over North Carolina. For instance, up in the western part of the state, where they have really hard infrastructure issues on the internet because it's mountainous, and line of sight issues for, you know, wireless communications, all that kind of stuff, and laying fiber up there is hard. There's a group up there called the Mountain Area Information Network, Maine, and they are busy, you know, trying to aggregate the demand and to try to get the various infrastructure providers to put the infrastructure in, and creating communities where they can all learn. And it's just, it's really wonderful to watch. And that's what, after all, this medium is so great for, creating communities. One of the best advocacy groups that I've encountered, very web enabled. They're based down in Holly Springs, and they've been fighting a landfill for, probably 3 or 4 years. And I think they just won that battle this last week.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, their distribution list, their, you know, volunteer list, everything was web enabled, and that they formed a community around an issue. But when you get lost, I get lost. I'm a single law firm practitioner by myself, basically. Uh-huh. And, you know, I don't get free ticket miles. You know, I don't get cuts on my insurance, uh-huh, and all this kind of stuff like you do when you're part of a larger organization. But the web is going to solve that issue for me in the next little bit, as people come together around different issues. And hopefully, you know, all of this will empower, you know, me, so I don't have to join a large group just to take, uh-huh, advantage of some of the other things that are out there.
It helps. Any way you look at it, it helps. And if you know how, mm-hmm, to take advantage of the technology and how to use it to your benefit, it really helps. You tune your computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Alltel cell phone. And we're talking with Senator Eric Reeves of Wake County, chair of the North Carolina Senate Technology and Communication Committee. And we're talking about the internet, technology, and taxes. And Larry wants to.
Now, I just wanted to ask the senator, because you are this chair, and we've been talking about this. If you had your druthers, what would be the next steps in the next year to make sure all this happens? We're doing the right thing to become a leader.
Well, I would start off with this priority statement and just say infrastructure matters most. Speed is incredibly important in all of this. Bandwidth, regardless of form, is very important. There's lots of different bandwidth issues out there, whether it's wireless or fiber optic or whatever. You know, we want to see it all. You know, just do it. We need to search for ways to get companies to invest in high-tech infrastructure. We need to focus on the education component of all of this. And otherwise, if we do those things, we will be able to overcome this digital divide issue that we have.
How do you see your colleagues react to this?
I see not only within the kind of policy-making crowd, but also within the business crowd that's focused on these things, as sort of generally aware that that these are important issues, but not ready to focus in on it.
Even the businesses.
I was giving you an example the other day that I went to a business advocacy group, you know, and they're basically the chamber for the state, and they had me there to present on technology issues, and I asked them a question. Just said, how many of y'all are, you know, representing tech businesses? And not anybody in the room raised their hand.
Yeah.
You know, these are how our policies get made. So it's not a I do come back. I get frustrated by this, but I do come back to the we have to realize that this is all very new, and we're working. You know, we've created the technology committees within the legislature so that there is this platform. The business communities and the government relations people are coming to grips with this. We're doing projects like indexing so that we know on a national scale, you know, for instance, that, you know, in 1990 there were 290,000 software jobs, and today they're 900,000. But we don't know for North Carolina. Where does North Carolina fit into that? And the reason is because we've never tracked those things, so we don't have good information to make decisions.
We didn't track it because we didn't put importance on it, or just because the mechanism wasn't there?
Probably both. You know, I've been working on a project with the Center for Entrepreneurial Development, and they asked a question like, in the entrepreneurial world, it's important to know where, venture capital, early stage funding issues are very important. And a lot of that comes from people who earn incomes over $200,000 a year. So we asked the question, how many North Carolinians earn $200,000 a year? Well, the most current statistics we could get were from 1995.
Wow.
Man, that's 5 years old. I mean, and not only that, in internet years, that was prehistoric.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, was that a useful piece of information to your startup company crowd? Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not.
You know, so those are the kind of things that we need to be doing. But I keep coming back to the infrastructure piece. We've got it's the infrastructure and education piece that are critical to leading the way.
So do you foresee a real steep uphill battle in what you are trying to accomplish, in your goals for the state?
Yes and no. On your generalized policy issues, I don't have a real problem, passing, basically, substantive legislation dealing with, these things. That's not a problem. But where you get into the difficulties are, at your economic development issues, with the executive department. You get into the issues on revenue generation, your tax policies.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I think that we should have a policy to speed up your depreciation schedules for internet infrastructure. If the internet year is less than 3 months, why should your depreciation
mm-hmm.
schedule be 10 years?
Absolutely,
it's completely meaningless. So if you gin it up to about 3 years, or maybe even more than that, won't we see more fiber optic
Absolutely.
Out there? I think that's logical. Well, can we get that done in this state?
Of course we can.
Well,
I mean,
you're talking. I don't know.
I would say we. No, you ask, will we or can we?
I'm in the can we mode. I think it's something that we should have done yesterday.
It's doable, but again, you need to. This is what I'm saying. You see an uphill.
But who are you competing with?
Right.
You're competing with, these purveyors of the old economy.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the tobacco settlements that we just went through. We created the Gold Leaf Foundation to support rural North Carolina, all this kind of stuff. The state of Ohio set aside $2 billion. Out of their tobacco settlement monies, directly putting it into biotech research and development. Now, this state averages around $3.5 to $4 million a year to support biotech R&D. Who's gonna win that game?
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that is bad. There's no doubt.
So. But you can't, when you argue for using your settlement monies differently, the rural people will say, well, how does that benefit the tobacco farmer? Well, it benefits rural North Carolina by making sure that we have a strong economy 10 years from now.
Uh-huh.
And tobacco won't be part of it. I mean, that's not a judgment. That's just a fact.
It's
a fact. A lot. It's been happening. I mean, if you look at our state's economic history, we moved from basically your agrarian economy in the late 50s into a textile manufacturing economy. And over the last 10 years, we've been basically moving out of that into the information economy. And But so many of our policies are geared towards supporting the ag and manufacturing economy that existed.
Because that's what we had all these years.
Yeah. So I go back to my comment from the first hour. Whenever you see debates around technology, be aware of who's advocating for the old economy and who is advocating for the new economy. You can divide them out. It's pretty
pretty clear, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, pretty straightforward.
All right. Let's hear what Ed. Good morning.
Good morning, Amnon. Always enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Particularly your in-depth interviews. Wanted to remind you of the RARS Fest today.
Right.
At the Jim Graham Building at the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it should last till about 2:00. I wouldn't suggest that anybody go until after your program is over.
Because it doesn't open till then, right?
No, it opens at 8:00.
Oh, thank you.
It opened at 8:00.
Okay.
But you're such a wonderful program.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Thank you.
So it's open until 4?
2, I think.
Until 2?
Well, maybe 4. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But
at the Jim Graham Building.
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of fest was that?
The Hamfest.
Hamfest
and computers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Ed.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. And your calls are coming up next, right here, Sports Radio 850, The Buzz.
Feel our heat.
It's hot, damn hot, real hot. Hot and things is hot. Show us how to cook things in it. Through the crack pot cooking.
850, The Buzz.
Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. And we're talking with Senator Eric Reeves of Wake County, chair of the North Carolina Senate Technology and Communication Committee. We're talking about Internet taxation. And, Paula, what do you have to say about that?
Well, Senator Reeves, I wasn't going to call because you were doing such a good job. And then I wanted to, had to respond to your comment about the tobacco settlement. And with all due respect.
Go for it. I've got a Nomex suit on.
You need to keep your grubby paws off the tobacco settlement because you will recall that that money was to reimburse Medicaid for the health aspects of tobacco. So it's not for infrastructure for internet or anything else, not for roads, not for...
How did they use it in other states?
Well, that's the shame of it is very little of that tobacco settlement money is actually going to reimburse states for the Medicaid costs for smoking-related illnesses. And that's what it was supposed to be for.
Wasn't there a big thing about somewhere in Florida where attorneys made a bunch of money from it, and it went to them? Did I see it on 60 Minutes or something on one of those shows?
Well, probably the most heinous use, or the heinous suggested use of the money was in Los Angeles County,
mm-hmm.
where they're having to pay back a lot of lawsuits for discrimination and the way that they treat people. And that's what the county has suggested that they use the tobacco settlement money for. Totally inappropriate use of that money. But
well, I feel properly, Paula, you've properly chastised me, and and that's fine. The point I was trying to make, though, was not so much with the tobacco settlement dollars, because to me that's a wasn't the main part of the point. The point was that a state like Ohio is utilizing resources to strategically position their state to be a major player in biotechnology, and they are thinking in terms of what their state is going to look like 10 and 15 years from now. Now, the major investment we made last year on the tax incentives was to a steel business.
Right.
Now, some people may like steel, but steel wasn't, it was in its heyday in the 1890s, 1900s. I would have much rather seen that money go to Corning or Alcatel or one of these other companies that's spinning fiber optic cable, probably even higher paying jobs. These are the drivers of the new economy, and you know that's what I was railing against. I did not mean to suggest that I was targeting in any sense or fashion the tobacco money. But if the tobacco money is going to go to, and you know, some of these folks want it to go to economic development. If it is going to go to economic development, I sure as heck want it to go to, you know, something that's going to be, strategically positioning our state.
Sure, and your bigger point is very well taken, and that's how the Golden Leaf Foundation could put forth some of this money. But I think another bigger question is that you're a wonderful sport for coming on this show, and people can hear how accessible you are and how you want to hear from your constituents. But when you're not on this show, people who are listening also need to know that the legislators are accessible, and they're accessible through their internet, and how easy it is to get in touch with them, and how important it is for constituents.
Well,
let their voices be heard.
I'd appreciate it. A few months ago, the Speaker Pro Tem of the Senate, Mark Basnight, wanted me to chair the Legislative Information Services Division Committee, which is the, you know, how we, it's our website, the General Assembly's website and all this stuff. Well, Paul, as you know, we have one of the best URLs in the country, I think. It has five dots in it. And
the longest ones, yeah.
And I'm not. I always invert them. Yeah, so I'm. I don't even like to give out my official URL because I'm afraid I'm giving out misinformation. But the first order of business was to simplify the URL. And I think at the end of this month we're going to be able to announce, and we'll make sure that you get this. But it's going to be Eric R. at ncleg.org.
Great.
Yeah, instead of all
one dot.
No more of those US dot.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So we tried to get ncga.net, but the Northern California Agrarian Growers, the Growers Association, had it first, you know. But yeah, we're trying. And the other thing is when you look at our government websites, they focus more on departments. So you sort of got to know what department you're fitting in under, and that's not always logical.
Right.
So I want to see our websites focusing more on services. You know, I've got this. You know, I've got a right of way issue. Well, you know, that issue would then link you into DOT, so you know that you're a DOT.
Absolutely. All right.
Well,
very good.
Thank you, Paula.
Paula, thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. And welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, *850 on your Bell cell phone, Bell to DCS phone, *850 on your Alltel cell phone. And these are free calls. Good morning, Dan. No,
Good morning.
Dan.
I know we don't have much time, but I wondered y'all's comments on the fact that you don't need to use www anymore, just like you used to have to use
HTTP. Yeah.
Does that work with everybody?
Explorer and Netscape will tag www to it.
Okay.
If they don't find it without the www.
Okay, because I just went and called GE.com and it works.
Yeah. Oh, it'll work with anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Sure. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
I like that. the little things.
The little things work. Yeah. in the world, just leave it hanging.
And he was a disc jockey at one time.
That's interesting. What is this? There's some situation where we're talking about being able to not even put .com, you know.
Well, you know, you can use Internet Explorer just by typing in a word or a phrase, and it'll just search for you.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But I had a question about the fact that why can't I just put Amnon, and it'll come up with www.amnon.com? And you try to explain to somebody that, well, you know, sometimes it may be a net, maybe an org.
Yeah. So but it will do a search. Do but it'll yeah. do a search for yeah. you.
All right. Before time runs out, Eric, I really want to thank you.
Can I ask Graham?
Yes.
All right. So people have listened, and how do they get hold of you? How do they get input into this process? Our listeners, what's the best way?
Let me give you. I hate to say this, but let me give you my snail mail address.
Okay. You don't want to give your email address. We'll put it on the website, so people will just have to click on it.
Yeah. If I've got, you can. Y'all have sent me email, so you know what you know what it is. But my URL. If I give it out right now, I will invert a couple of the
things. Okay. So we'll get it up on the web.
Yeah.
Okay. Just get on the radio website.
P.O. Box 510, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27602 is mail. And my phone number is 715-6400. But the best way to get up with me is on an email basis. Okay. I respond
to
that.
We'll put it there.
And for citizen input in these, we would have people contact you there. And
yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me come on.
Thank you. Thank you.
This was very informative, and I think that
I'm surprised we didn't have more people jump in on this, because when we started talking about it a few weeks ago, people were just like coming in and with all kinds of, and Larry said, let's stop talking about it.
we don't know anything about it. Taxes. People hear taxes and they go wacko.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you very much. This was very informative.
And we'll we'll invite you back on, once things get going. You got a session coming up soon. Mm-hmm. And when you hear some stuff, we'll come back.
Come back after the session.
You want to say good morning to anybody?
I'm still trying to wake up. It hadn't been a good morning for me yet.
Larry?
I have a daughter in Chicago. Hi, babe. And Beck and DePaula, hello.
And good morning, Kathy and Hannah and Steve and Charlotte and whoever is up there drinking coffee or whatever. That's it for today. If you didn't get in, email me. I'm known at 850thebuzz.com. Thank you for tuning in to Sports Radio 850 The Buzz, the voice of the Hurricanes, and to Computers 2000. We'll be here next week, as usual, at 8 o'clock. Until then, keep your dial right here on the station that brings you Imus in the Morning, The Sports Babe, Mark Solarte, Adam Gold, Morgan Patrick, ESPN, and more. Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.